From KTRT, this is Curious Lightning. Curiously connecting us to one another in the environments we inhabit. I'm Dakota Clearwater Lacroix. If you want to listen to any past shows, find us on the web at www.curiouslightning.com. Post a comment, help support the program, or simply stay in touch. Do you know those people that have the uncanny ability to turn anything they touch into gold? The Midas touch, so to speak. These people are basically 21st century alchemists I'm talking about right here. These are the kind of people that can pick up a pen, having never drawn before, and with Escher-like detail, sketch out the anatomy of a dead beetle. Or create a Renoir with the top of their latte using steamed milk. I visited one such person recently, Cheyenne Greither, in her home studio as she was taking flight on her latest endeavor as a singer and songwriter.
Okay, let me just play it. No, let me just play it. Let me just fuck it up. Okay, I know the song. Okay, maybe not.
What if you played it in slow motion?
Yesterday I heard our song, and even though it'd been so long, it was like you were still mine. Like the warmth fell away, left me in another day. Before you had gone, and I could even smell your skin, warm from sunlight coming in through the window of the bed we used to share. Days go by when you don't even cross my mind. When you do, it's all still there. I wonder, do you ever see blue in her brown eyes? Am I ever in your dreams? When you hear him singing, baby, I'm trying hard not to love you. Do you ever think of me? And I remember when you left your scent on my pillow, lonely stock in my drawer. Threw it out, but I've still got that photograph. Ever see blue in her brown eyes? Am I ever in your dreams? When you hear him singing, baby, I'm trying hard not to love you. Do you ever think of me? Can you just cut out the f**ks right there? Can you just cut them out?
Gotta keep the
f**ks
in.
Oh, my thumb just like slid. It just like moved. It just like, and then I was almost there.
It's okay.
I did need to slow down. I was getting so nervous, I just kept playing faster and fucking up. It's about this man who, is now sleeping with my ex-yoga teacher and raising her children. She has brown eyes.
Wow, that's like a It's like a soap opera.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, if we whisper.
But he was never actually even my boyfriend, so that's what makes it even better.
Oh, it was a love that never happened, or you wanted it to happen?
Well, like after, when's Easter? April?
April, right.
Okay, so after like Jesus 6 months of like sleeping with this person and like spending...
Wait, you were sleeping with this person?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay,
so after like 7 months of sleeping with this person and, you know, like spending like every day or every night, you know, like together or whatever, and then him being like, hey, wait, so you know I'm actually not your boyfriend, right?
Wait, like, you would say this every night?
No, or like in the morning, after you had,
that was damn good sex.
Just after like 7 months, and I was like, oh yeah, wait, I did know that. I just forgot for like 7 months.
Have you seen the movie Bridesmaid?
No.
All right, you've got to see this movie because
it's, you know, Chad the other day was like, when you brought me that movie that the Paul Simon is the soundtrack to. And you were talking about it, and then the next day Chad was like, you know, I watched that movie, The Dakota Cave View, and I didn't even like it. And I was like, oh, okay. And he's like, yeah. So the last movies that Dakota's told me to watch was, you know, that one, not very good. This other one, not very good. And Bridesmaids.
I am a horrible pick of movies. I don't know why.
Why would you pick something called Bridesmaids?
Well, it's like gross out humor from a woman's perspective, because all movies tend to be written by men and be the, oh, 40-year-old virgin and, oh, Hangover, it's the guy's perspective on everything. So I thought, oh, okay, written by a woman from like a woman's perspective, gross out humor, I want to see this. And everybody keeps quoting one part of the film, like, are you a hungry bear? Are you a hungry bear? Who's a hungry bear? And it's like this really obese woman with like another chunky guy, and the guy's got like a big sub in his mouth, and he's like, disgusting. I'm a hungry bear. Yeah, it is.
Ew.
But the whole opening is this woman who's like, yeah, he's like, I need you to leave now. It, like, she wakes up after sex, and she's like, oh, okay. Yeah, you can just show yourself out. I hope you're okay with that honesty. So you to just say that you slept with this guy for 6 months, and then he's like, oh, just so you know.
Well, I mean, we had like, an agreement before.
There's never an agreement.
Right, especially when you're a 19-year-old girl.
Yeah.
You forget those kind of things. So.
Yeah.
That's who that's about. And the song that I say yesterday, I heard our song. It actually did happen. It wasn't like our song because, like, obviously he wasn't like, oh, this is going to be our song. You know, that was all in my head too. It's a Josh Ritter song that I really love. And I was listening to a lot of Josh Ritter then. And there was a song, try not to love you, don't make it easy, babe.
Here I am standing at your window again, waiting for you to say go away or come in. I'm your locked door's worst knocker, I'm your curtain's best friend. Trying hard to love you, you don't make it easy, babe. Trying hard to love you, I'm looking for an easy way. Friends ask about me, you say I can be found with cheap romance novels with their spines battered down. Oh, the heart has no bones, you say, so it won't break. But the purpose of loving is the pounding it takes. I'm trying hard to love you, you don't make it easy, babe. Trying hard to love you, I'm looking for an easy way.
It just like reminded me of how, you know, I don't know, that time. And I just came home and I wrote it down in my journal, and I was like, whoa, I just wrote like a song. And then I was like, there's no way I'll ever be able to, you know, like figure out what chords to play with this that won't sound so bad. And then I just did. And then I was convinced for a while that I must have like stolen the lyrics from something, and they could not possibly have just like come out of my head like that all. And like, I heard it in the morning at Blue Star, and then it just like happened, and then I sang it, and then it was just like it was there. I was like, that is so cool. So
do you,
I don't know.
Do you think,
I mean, I don't know. I remember in college for when I went for like a couple months in the English class. It was not even a 100 level English class because that's how bad I am at writing papers. But the teacher said, you know, there's a machine or there's this program on the computer that we put your papers through and it scans it and it can scan like databases of like every paper ever written. And if there's anything that's like three words in a row that even
I've heard of this.
Resembles something else, you know, they'll know if you, what's it called, plagiarized it. And so I was like, oh, I want to look this up on the internet and like make sure I didn't like steal these words. And I just didn't, they're somewhere like buried in there and I just pulled them out as someone else's song.
Isn't that odd how like we'll go through life and we'll have moments where we actually think, like, we'll have to question if it's our own life or not that we're sourcing from.
Yeah, I mean, I still don't, though. I mean, like, it could, maybe someone else will recognize what it is.
Yeah, has he heard the song?
No, absolutely not. That's so embarrassing. Are you just kidding me? Like, not only did I spend 7 months thinking he was my boyfriend when he wasn't, like, now, years later, you're writing a song. Okay, like, 2 years later... write a song about it, like, get over it, right? But I mean, I am. I don't, like, I'm not sad. Like, I don't, like, sing it and be sad. It just, it was, like, perfect. Like, that's a good thing to write, like, a song about, you know?
Why not? Hell yeah. Like, absolutely. Why not write about it, create art from it, make something from it?
Right.
I mean, that's...
But yeah, I do remember, like, when, like, the... I was like, ah, I'm sleeping all alone. I was like, I can smell his dirty hair on my pillow. And I'm... How gross is that?
Could you really smell his dirty hair?
Oh, yeah. On my pillow.
It was dirty?
For like 3 days. Yeah, so it was dirty.
So the... So the crystal rock wouldn't work. The deodorant bar wouldn't go through on him. It only works if you're clean.
Right.
Oh, man. Well, I think he's pretty lucky to have a song encapsulated, you know, from that time.
Yeah, but I mean, like, he doesn't even need to, he doesn't deserve that recognition. No, I don't know.
It's not really for him anyways.
Right. He's old, so he should be raising children and, mm-hmm. you know, with a woman his age. And mm-hmm.
What was the age difference?
Maybe like 13 years or something.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're 19, you're a girl, that's kind of...
What's that math? I don't know. What's 13?
Like 32?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's too big of a difference. Maybe when you're like 40 and 52, it's not that big. But when you're 19 mm-hmm. and 32, that is big.
You're in totally different places.
Totally.
In 19 than you are at 30.
Right. And yeah, 19 is fragile.
Every year is fragile. Are you kidding?
Okay.
I'm about to turn 39 and I'm fragile. It's like, man, I thought I was fragile at 26. I'm glad Alma could be a part of this. Note to self, do not take dog with you to recording session. So it just popped in your head randomly because of the did something trigger it? Like a smell? Or?
No, it was that Josh Ritter song that triggered it. Because I, like, really clearly remember, like, being in my living room in Palmer, and,
The ropes that bind me need no marks by the knots. Though they're your hair, that don't mean I'm not caught. I know the sound of the handcuffs as they scrape across the floor. But that new thing you've got, I've got no clue what it's for. I'm trying hard to love you, don't make it easy, babe. Trying hard to love you, I'm looking for an easy way. Fortunes, rocks, millstones, you hang around my throat. And a brick for my window weighted down with a note. Well, I hope you find someone just as hard as you come. This hard world, sadly, that's so easily done. I'm trying hard to love you, don't make it easy, babe. I'm trying hard to love you, I'm looking for an easy way. I'm trying hard to love you, don't make it easy, babe. I'm trying hard to love you, there's gotta be an easy way.
And song being on and being like in my head, like, oh my God, like I'm in love. You know, like thinking that and being like, oh wait, but you can't say that. Like, I don't know. That's not okay. Because that's not what this is.
Oh, right, to him.
Because that's not what was happening. You know, it's just what I thought what was happening because I was a 19-year-old girl or because I'm a girl and I can't sleep with someone for 6 months and not, you know, have some kind of attachment that I'm going to mistake for love.
Yeah, yeah.
But so that song just, like, triggered that moment, like, fairly clearly of, like, thinking that. And, yeah, so, I don't know, it brought everything back.
Well, the song, but I, of course, like every good song or any good movie, it's like you start projecting your own stories into it. And I think of, like, I always think of the moment of, like, with the single sock when you talk about that. Like the,
right.
Like the objects that we leave behind in each other's life.
Right. It was a smart wool sock that ended up in my laundry.
Was there a hole in the heel?
Probably. But yeah. And then it wasn't even actually a photograph. I mean, I do have some photographs on my computer. Because we took a trip to Hawaii, actually. Which was really fun for
just
like
the
two a
month. Of you? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was on break from school. And we went to the Big Island of Hawaii, and it was really fun. And he got there 2 days before me and then picked me up on a tandem bicycle at the airport. And we just, like, backpacked around, and it was awesome. And so I have pictures from that. None actually of us. We didn't take any pictures of us, but of other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, why didn't – I mean, that's one thing that I feel like, you know, why after that relationship ended, you know, like I felt kind of dumb. Like, why didn't anyone, you know, like stop me from doing that? Like, why wasn't my mom or my dad like, really, you're gonna, you know, like be hanging out with this older guy? Why weren't they like, no, don't do that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm glad that my parents have never really told me what to do and let me do whatever I want and trusted that I'm smart enough to figure it out. But I don't know. It just seems stupid. Like, of course that's what was going to happen. How things were going to turn out.
Do you think your parents are blind? They just didn't see it? Like they wanted to see...
I guess
or...
they just trust me too much or something. But I mean, it turned out good, you know, like I'm glad I would have to go through that, I guess. And, you know, it led to me being here ultimately because I moved away from Alaska because I was working with him also. And, you know, that sucked. Because he was like, well, we can just still keep working on our great friendship that we have. No?
In bed.
No, yeah. What are you talking about? Like, okay, because every time I see you, I cry and feel bad about myself. That's a great friendship we have. And, yeah. So I was kind of going crazy and moved to St. Louis then. Because my sister lived there. So that's how I got out of Alaska, which was a good thing.
Right, right.
Which has now led to me being on my own. Today.
First day alone.
First day. Hour
and
number
how
six.
Long?
What do you mean?
And how, like, how many years, like you said?
I've never lived all by myself. I've either lived with a parent or a boyfriend or a friend. Always. I mean, I moved out of my mom's, like, in high school, like, junior or senior year, in with a friend and then in with a boyfriend and... But never, like, alone. I have a cat, though.
And a dog right now.
Right, and an Alma right now.
Alma.
Yesterday I heard our song. And even though it'd been so long, it's like you were still mine. Like the words fell away, left me in another day before you had gone.
That's interesting because I thought that song was more recent. Like, more recent. Like, breakup situation.
Mm-mm. I mean, it's.
It applies to everything.
Two years. Two years.
Mm-hmm.
Manuel was like, it's like my only like big breakup. Like, I guess it was kind of a big one before that, but it was like, it was just most like, it was like the only time. The other one was like me being like, okay, no, please leave my house.
Yeah, which is, I don't.
I don't really think that one is even easier, you know, like breaking up with someone or being broken up with. And you know, this recently, you know, like my recent last week, you know, official breakup, like has really, over the last couple of months, I've been thinking like, wow, was it, you know, I know that the man in the song, you know, I know he cared about me. I know he loved me. You know, like a friend, like loved me a lot and cared about me a lot. So I wonder, was it hard for him, like as it was for me this time, you know, being like, I love you, but you know, like this isn't.
I think no matter what, the intensity of the heart has to be equal, or
right.
It's
right.
That's a tough one, I think, because you can always. I feel like you always connect with people on different levels, but that one that's like the equal parts fire. Like you're just both willing to like jump off the ledge together.
Right.
It's like, I've always been in relationships where it's like one of the other's willing to jump.
Right.
And it feels really shitty when you've jumped and you look back up and it's like, or the other way around, right. That they're like, where are you? And it's like, it's that moment. It's like the worst thing ever is to lie and be like, I'm here. Like to actually, I think, admit, like, okay, I am not fully in this. Is
right. Like, I remember, like, just being at work, like, I'm just, like, crying and being like, oh, like, I just feel so bad. Like, am I not trying hard enough? Or am I, like, what's wrong with me? Like, it just makes me feel awful. Like, I don't like to hurt people. I think that, like, I can think about, you know, like, my dad or my mom or my sister. Like, if I know they're, like, sad or upset, like, that makes me more sad, I think, almost than, like, anything. Or, I don't know. So, just thinking about people I love, like, being sad or having their feelings hurt, having it be, like, my fault is, like, the worst thing.
Why would they be sad or upset? In regards to their own love life or upset that your heart's broken? Oh, yeah,
just about, like, their love life or anything. Like, oh, no, my dad, is he lonely? Like, he doesn't have any friends. Like, I could just start crying just, like... Just saying that, you know, like, so, like, breaking up with someone is so hard, like, oh, I don't want to hurt this person, I don't want to, and then, like, I can't, you know, you can't, like, break up with someone and then, like, be like, oh, but let me comfort you and be there for you, like, no, you can't do that.
Really. Yeah, that does suck, because you do want to,
right.
In some ways, be there for that person, and you can't, like, you can't break something and then want to help put it back together. Be the one who wants to help put it back together. Even
right,
though in
that's
your
just
heart,
confusing
you want to.
And shitty and... I don't know.
Like, yeah, I remember, that kind of sucks that it has to be that way.
Yeah. And then at the same time, I'm like, I'm upset, you know, and I asked for this, I wanted this, but I'm still upset, you know, and I'm still sad about it. And I want to be like, oh, I miss you and I'm sad. You know, be there for me now. I remember Dan Savage, like, he would call it me being, like, using him as my emotional tampon, and that's not okay. Like, just f***ing with someone like that. Like,
because you
now I'm here, now I'm not. I do want you, I don't want you, you know, you can't do that.
Because you weren't fully committed to the relationship, or what?
No, just, like, now that I'm, like, finally, you know, like, okay, this needs to end, and then for me to go back and be like, I'm sad. Please make me feel better after I asked you to leave and don't want you, you know. Like, playing with someone's emotions like that isn't okay.
Yeah, that's different, though, I think, than... I mean, maybe it's not. Maybe it's in the same world of when you break up with somebody and you want the best for them and you can't be the one to
right.
to give that. I think that's different than... I guess it's the intention of it, isn't it? Like, what you're intending to do for him. If you really are like, hey, I hurt you and I don't want you to hurt anymore, but, you know, here's a here's a lollipop.
Right.
What do you do for? I mean, I don't know. It's really gray. It's really confusing. One of my exes, it was like, it was back and forth a lot, like just emotionally in that, you know, get together, not even have sex or hook up, but just get together. And it would always leave me like just strung out.
Yeah.
Like, totally flipped out. And
yeah.
Because my heart switch would turn on and, you know, for the, all right, I can make this work. Like I want to change things. And then it wasn't the case. You know, she was coming from a place of like, oh, I want to make you feel better.
It's yeah. Like, oh. That's how it was with the guy in Alaska. He was like, no, we're going to keep being friends. And then, like, we'd hang out and I'd be like, everything's back to normal.
And then he would like, be or?
That's how I would feel. I'd be like, no, everything's back to normal. He will love me. He will want to be with me. Like, why else would he hang out with me, you know, if that wasn't the case?
Booty call.
It's my dad.
Oh, where is he?
Hello. Hello. Hey, where are you? Where are you? The dolls? Just outside Hood River. That sounds like a good place to be.
Today's theme music was written and composed by Simple Life. Thank you, and we'll see you soon.